Leo M. Frank's trial, June 30th, says Dorsey. The Atlanta Constitution. Monday, June 23rd, 1913. Solicitor General hears report that John Moore will assist in the defense. Unless something now turns up of which I have no knowledge at present, I will set Leo Frank's trial for June 30th, said Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey yesterday on his return from a week's stay in New York City. While the solicitor's announcement has set at rest the rumors that the state would wait and set the trial for July 14th or 28th, it does not necessarily mean that the trial will actually be held on that date, as the defense may desire to postpone it and make a showing to the court that would allow such a postponement. It means at least that the trial will come off at an early date. I have talked with Colonel Stevens, added the solicitor, referring to E.A. Stevens, his assistant, and there is apparently nothing new in the case, and from all that I know, the state is ready to go to trial. Has Moore entered case? I see that Reuben Arnold and John Moore have entered the case for the defense since I left, said the solicitor. He was told that the formal announcement had been made that Attorney Arnold had become allied with the defense, but that Attorney Moore yet declined to discuss the general rumor that he was one of the defending attorneys. Asked where he had heard that Attorney Moore had entered the case, the solicitor replied that he had only heard it around town. He gave no definite reply. Solicitor Dorsey declared that while he had been away, he had not even discussed the Fagan murder. I know nothing more of Frank than when I left, he asserted. I did not even go to Brooklyn, his former home. I stayed in New York City the entire time. Did not go to Brooklyn. When the solicitor left, it was rumored that he was on his way to Brooklyn to inquire into the past life of the indicted man, who formerly lived there, and whose mother made her home there until she recently came here to be with her son's family while he was in jail, and to comfort him at the trial. They say that Frank's trial is coming off rather soon, said the solicitor, but I don't see it that way. His is a jail case, and it is unusual for a man to stay in jail that long before a trial. Asked about his trip further, the solicitor declared that he had enjoyed a splendid rest during his vacation and that the weather in New York and the theatrical attractions had been fine.